Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show, substituting for Alex, who's going to be back next week. The website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and JonesReport.com. And because I'm sitting here, you also want to go to JBS.org. That's the website of the John Birch Society. If you want to learn about the New World Order, that's a tremendous place to do it, www.jbs.org. Before the break, I was talking about, I was quoting the president saying how all these Al-Qaeda people are blowing stuff up in Iraq. I'd like to remind you that back in September of 2005, this is mainstream news. This is not anything but mainstream news. Two British SAS operatives were caught dressed as Arabs in a car planning to bomb a police station or something like that, or the public square in Basra, and they got caught, you know. They got arrested, they got thrown into jail, and the British sent their whole army to break them out. I mean, they had wigs on, you know, they had Arab dress, everything. The car had all kinds of ammunition in it, and I think it was also booby-trapped or whatever. I mean, it had, give me a break. You know, the fact of the matter is, that there was a long history of the elites using their operatives to make up attacks and to inflame problems and blame it on somebody else. So when the President of the United States, the decider-in-chief, says that who is blowing up who, you really just can't believe it. I mean, they got caught red-handed. You know, British operatives dressed as Arabs stirring up trouble. So please, you know, when you do that, you just lost it right there. Later on in his speech, our imperious leader says, "Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me." Well, sir, if the responsibility for the mistakes we've made in Iran rests with you, then you need to check yourself into the nearest jail. I mean, What a huge mistake to deliberately invade a country based on a humongous cacophony of complete and total made-up lies and then have 3,000-plus Americans die for your lies. I mean, people just don't seem to understand. They don't grasp what that means, that the leaders of the United States would concoct a big fat lie and go get a bunch of us killed for some geopolitical aim of theirs. It's so immoral, it's so obscene, it's so disgusting that I don't know what the words are for it. Yeah, I really don't. I think, of course, treason really fits, but it just doesn't sound good enough. It just doesn't. All right, I understand we have a couple of callers here on. We have Dave from Illinois. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm going to turn the speakerphone off.
All right, Dave. This is Dave from Illinois. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and you're listening to a whole bunch of people. Are you nervous?
Oh, I have been, but I'm not for some reason.
Well, you shouldn't be because I'm not nervous, and I'm sitting here in a room all by myself, and I can't see any of them, and neither can you. What do you got
on? As Paul Craig Roberts said, you seem like a nice man to talk to. I enjoyed that segment, by the way. Yeah, I was a little disappointed through 3/4 of it because I didn't hear Israel mentioned, and I think, you know, obviously that Israel is the thrust of all this and supporters of Israel.
Well, we did bring it up in the last segment there. We talked about it pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. And that's the reason we went to war in 1990-91 with Iraq. That was pushed by Zionists, and, you know, we encouraged, we gave false information to Saddam Hussein to invade.
Exactly. Tell you what, Dave, the break is coming up. I'm going to hold you over until we get back from the break, and then we'll go into what you want to talk about. Back after the break.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, it's Bob Dacey back again for Alex Jones, and we were talking to Dave in Illinois before the break. Dave, what do you got in your mind?
Well, just a few interesting facts here. When we did go to war in 1990 against Iraq, one of the motivating things was Neil Bush was under indictment, Silverado Savings and Loan, under criminal indictment, and that all went away once George Bush decided to attack Iraq. And another, just doing some arithmetic here, there's been at least 500,000 Iraqis killed, and we have spent at least $500 billion. Which is 500,000 million. And that translates into a pretty inefficient kill. It's cost American, it hasn't cost American taxpayers because we've borrowed the money. It will cost our children and grandchildren if it was ever paid back, but it will cost $1 million a piece to kill these people.
Wow, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I'm concerned, too, obviously, of the consequences of a bomb in Iran. We're going to be pushed into it because Israel is saying if we don't do it, they're going to do it with nuclear weapons that have been provided to them by the United States. And I think, there's a possibility of myself, my children, my grandchild, just speaking purely, it's wrong. Everything is all wrong. But speaking purely selfishly, this is very dangerous right now, and it's not even being talked about. I mean, this could be the final days.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I hope that that doesn't transpire. I really do. We don't know when the final days really are, but we do have a madman puppet at the helm of the U.S. government right now, and somebody else is yanking his strings. And I hope that up at the levels higher than our imperious leader, they decide that it's not a good time to start World War III. They screwed up everything up bad enough. I was just handed an article that was on PrisonPlanet.com back in February of 2006. I was talking about all this, our president telling us that the one of those mosques got blown up, and that's why all these people are out there killing each other, and that's why we have a civil war. Former CIA analyst Ray McGovern believes that there is a good case to be made that our operatives blew that mosque up to get their little civil war going. He says there's lots of evidence that the government in the past has used these things for its own purposes, for overthrowing governments, as it did in Iran in 1953 and in Guatemala in 1954. The Gulf of Tonkin was a little different. LBJ did deceive Congress, and the war went on for 7 years. That's Ray McGovern. And, you know, the question is, you know, who benefits? You know, certainly isn't the Iraqi people. Kevin Smith was telling me that the Shias and the Sunnis were holding hands after that mosque blew up, saying, hey, we didn't do this. We're not going to go to war over this. But, gee, that's happening anyway. And, again, I wonder whether that had anything to do with all these British officers were running around dressed as Arabs with explosives in their car. You do kind of wonder. Okay, we have, looks like Sam in Virginia is up here next. Sam, are you there? Is Sam there? I guess we don't have Sam. Are you there? Okay, we're going to move on. Sam must have hung up. Okay, we got John in Arizona. John?
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind, John?
Well, I wanted to talk about the current situation in Iraq and possibly Iran here. I think their ultimate goal is complete occupation of the entire Middle East to bring to power the Antichrist. And I think that they need to get this war started in Iran to actually start World War III or IV, whatever you want to call it. I have currently read Jack McLam's newsletter. I don't know if you know Jack very well.
I know who he is, yeah.
From Aid and Abet Police and Military Against the New World Order.
Right.
And he said that the international bankers has already had this war planned for many years in the making, and this is their ultimate goal. This is their third chance here of bringing in the New World Order within the last 100 years.
Well, the one thing that these people, the Arabs, have in common with some other people is that they don't want a new world order. They do not want to be a subset of a world government. I don't think they like that too much.
Well,
I don't think they're any Boy Scouts themselves either, but you can't blame them for wanting to maintain their, or try to obtain their national sovereignty.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. They're fighting the new world order, and just like Alex says, they're actually using our military and our superior power to bring in the new world order, and that consists of taking over the entire Middle East and some of the countries south of here, like Venezuela and Argentina, and those that are not participants in the one world government and new world order, and therefore they're demonized in our media.
Well, that's true. Now, John, thank you very much for your comments. I appreciate that. The thing that I want to point out, and this may differ from what a lot of other people think, but he talked about Venezuela, you know, and Hugo Chavez. I think that was what he was alluding to. Hugo Chavez is doing a tremendous job down there stopping the free trade area of the Americas. You know, so in that way, he is fighting the New World Order. However, the guy ain't your mama. He is not a good guy either. You know, just because he is opposed to President Bush doesn't make him your mama. It doesn't make him a good guy. He's a Marxist commie. You know, let's face it, he's not our friend either. So It's one of these weird politics make strange bedfellows things. So, okay, let me go on with this speech a little bit before I take the next call. I've got, who do I got up next? I've got Ron in Canada up in a minute and Fred from Philly. But before I talk to them, y'all guys hold on there for a little bit. I want to read a little bit more of our imperious leader's speech. My national security team, he says, we consulted with distinguished outside experts. He talks about the Iraq Study Group and James Baker and Lee Hamilton. You know, again, it's all dog and pony show. James Baker is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Lee Hamilton is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, give me a break. You know, it's all for show. It's a load of horse feathers to dump on the American people so that they will be pacified, so to speak. It's all phony. It's all dog and pony. And then he says this: the most urgent priority for success in Iraq is security. Hey, whatever happened to democracy for the people of Iraq, Bush? Whatever happened to that, huh? Of course, that was a lie too. After the weapons of mass destruction thing went away, and the link to Osama bin Laden was turned out to be false, and we got to give democracy to the Iraqi people by killing 500,000 of them. Oh, yeah, well, I guess that went away too, didn't it, President Bush? And now the most urgent priority for success in Iraq is security. What about the hearts and minds, Mr. Bush? Remember you were going to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people? Oh, yeah, too late. You know, we had the Abu Ghraib prison thing, which y'all let out to make sure that we wouldn't win their hearts and minds. And then, of course, you remember the famous video of the American tank running over the little Iraqi car because there was a few sticks of firewood on top of it, and American soldiers shot the thing up with their pistols, and then they ran over it with an Abrams tank backward and forward, and every Arab in the whole world has seen that video of the U.S. military doing that to some poor Iraqi cab driver and his family. Remember that? Remember that, Bush? What happened to the hearts and minds? And I guess it kind of, when you blew Fallujah off the map a couple of years ago, that didn't help matters either. So I guess the priority went from weapons of mass destruction to Al-Qaeda terrorists and Osama bin Laden. Nope, 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 nope. Oh, democracy. Nope, 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 nope. Hearts and minds, that didn't work either. And so now the urgent priority for success in Iraq is security. And part of his effort, he's going to have a military commander and some national police and the Iraqi army, and they're going to go door to door. Conducting patrols and setting up checkpoints and going door to door to gain the trusts of Baghdad residents. Oh, give me a break. Checkpoints and going door to door. That'll make everybody trust you, won't it, Mr. President? Okay, we have coming up next, we have, I think that's Ron in Canada. Did I read my own writing right?
Yeah, Ron, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. First off, I just want to say thanks for you guys doing all that hard work. You're winning the battle. It might be slowly, but hey, a win's a win. I wanted to talk about that watch list. I was caught the news. I don't watch a lot of the CNN, but every once in a while I'll spend, you know, a couple minutes on it.
Okay, what's a watch list?
Well, they're talking about, you know, this border stuff, right? Now, you need to have a stinking passport in order to go anywhere. I don't have a passport. I'm not going to get a passport. It's not saying I don't want to visit you guys in the States. It's I don't want a passport. But this watch list, how big is the list going to get? You know, like with Alex Jones going over to the UK there, they added him to the troublemaker list. Does that put him on the watch list? Does that mean he can't travel into Canada anymore? You know, these are certain questions that I just think are wrong. But
well, you must have your papers. You have to have your papers in order
to travel. That's exactly it. My second comments, well, also, like, I don't want to really talk about Iraq. I saw that video, though, of the tank going over there. Like, they're just on roids, you know. Bunch of meatheads. I wanted to talk about UNESCO.
United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization.
Oh,
make sure people know what that is.
Yeah. I didn't really understand the land grab thing until I actually started watching some of your guys' footage. And then I was looking at getting some land, hopefully, in Jasper area down there.
Okay,
well,
Ron, you're going to have to hang on a minute over the break because this break is coming, and we'll be right back with Ron from Canada.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Substitute for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And we've been talking to Ron in Canada. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Go ahead.
So if I can moan and complain about UNESCO a little bit there. I was doing some research on this land that we were looking at close to Jasper, and I found out that, I found out that UNESCO's got Jasper Park under their belt. Not only that, but they, out of Canada, I think Alberta's got hit the hardest by UNESCO grabbing parks.
Yeah, this is Canada. We're talking about UNESCO going around grabbing pristine areas, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, that's the reason why I wanted to move out there. I don't want to be in the city anymore. I don't want to be one of these guys, you know, having to punch a clock and stuff. I'd rather, you know, do something in camping or outdoors or outfitting or whatnot. And that's where my dream started. But just outside of Jasper there, they have a mining coal operation going on that I think it's an American company called Chevitt. But they've hired local guys from Hinton and the area surrounding there. And they're doing the land, the top of the land, when they do the coal mining that way. But they're having a lot of problems because the area they have is shrinking so quickly, like they're just going through it so fast. And unfortunately, on all sides of them is protected land. Well, guess who's on the BC side? Jasper. So if UNESCO has Jasper, do you think it's possible that maybe not next year, maybe not 5 years, but down the road, they're going to let these stupid miners come in and strip away all the clean and, you know, like it upsets me quite a bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is an issue that I really don't know much about. As far as UNESCO, that's interesting. That's like must be under their scientific deal, scientific organization, because UNESCO is mainly about education, or should I say propagandizing the children of the world to go kiss the UN somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. If you did want to look up a bit more, just search Making Mountain Park a Reality. It's a website that I found when I was searching for maps about where I want to build my future home, and I started looking. It's an old city, well, not city, little town back in about 1910. They started coal mining out there. Well, 1950 they went up. They kicked everybody out. Couple of months later, down go their houses, of course, and now currently, like, I just stumbled upon it, and it's just so shocking that they went through all that land so fast. Then, now that they've reconditioned the land, they build a little waterfall over there, because that's just got tons of rivers and waterways through it.
Sounds like that biodiversity treaty stuff. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that was just one.
Go ahead, Ron.
I was wondering about that Chevitt company, if that would be an American company that's working out there. Like, would UNESCO eventually be able to give them the right to, you know, maybe not, if they can't go east, if they can't go, you know, a little bit northeast or southeast, would they be allowed to just cross the border there into BC and UNESCO says, yeah, come on, mine in Jasper, it's okay.
I have no idea, but it sounds like an interesting topic for another day. Ron, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good day, sir.
Take care. Okay, I want to get back to this Bush speech on the Iraq war here, because he said a lot of other neat things in here. One of the things he said is this. If the Iraqi government does not follow through on its promises, it will lose the support of the American people, and it will lose the support of the Iraqi people. Okay, so, President Bush, how do you lose something that you don't have? These Iraqi people hate our guts. Got it? They didn't. See, they don't like the fact that we invaded their country, we killed 500,000 of them, and we won't leave. See, they don't like that. And that puppet government you set up is not the Iraqi government. They don't have a government. You destroyed it such that it was. And we cannot lose the support of the Iraqi people because they are all shooting at us. They don't like it, you see. Then he says, a successful strategy for Iraq goes beyond military operations. Ordinary Iraqi citizens must see that military operations are accompanied by visible improvements in their neighborhoods and communities. And what that means is, and there was an article in the paper about it here locally in Austin, that they're going to go hire a bunch of people to paint their schools and sweep their streets. I'm not kidding. That's part of the plan. Okay, next up, we have Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, are you still there?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on in Philly? That's where my wife is from.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, Queen Lane and Schoolhouse Lane and Shelton Avenue and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. I want to bring up something very serious. Actually, two things. The first thing is the destruction of the Jamiat police station in Basra. All the media coverage in print that I have seen has been a complete reversal of the facts. It's been pure propaganda. There's been actually a revolution in that province.
When we get back from the break, because we got one coming up, I want you to detail that. We'll be back right after the break on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Shelly, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
All right, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And yeah, we do need our own personal Jesus because we're in a world of hurt right now. We're talking with Fred in Philly. Fred, I want you to get specific. Are you talking about the same police station attack that I was talking about earlier in the show with Dr.
Yeah.
Roberts?
Yes, actually, there's two parts of that story, though. And you said in June 05, did you say that was the start of a lot of trouble in that area having to do with British covert action in Basra?
Yeah, we had the two British SAS agents that got caught dressed as Arabs, yeah.
Okay. They were convicted locally. They were then held in the jail in that locale. I don't know if it was in the police station or it was close by. And the British then stormed that facility to free them. But they lied about it in the media.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
fast
that's
forward.
What they do.
Right. Now fast forward to about the December 22nd, 06.
Okay.
British and Iraqi troops free 100 in police station. The ostensible reason was they wanted to prevent its reoccupation by criminal enterprises. A British spokesman said, this is pure nonsense. There's been a revolution in that province. The governor of that province is vehemently against the British. The central government in what you call the central government under Maliki is hasn't even been able to remove that governor.
So what was the real reason for
facts that are just going against what the media is saying? You can't get the story out about the conditions and about the opposition to the British in Basra.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things. You have a police station that went up, a giant police station that was just blown up, and the Basra's police commander condemned the operation, saying the British military did not give him and other police in the city enough notice. The head of the Basra Security Committee was set up by Maliki as a compromise to sort of quiet things down after the first upsurge in violence down there because of what you said. Said his group had no prior knowledge of the operation. So basically, there is two governments competing down there. You're not getting any of this. Certainly you're not getting it on the BBC. They had a complete whitewash of this in June of 2005, and I couldn't find out the facts from the BBC website. They took them off the website.
Well, we know that the mainstream media is largely controlled, especially in the United States. BBC seems to have a little bit more leeway, but I don't know. It's just another chapter in a sad episode. Fred from Philly, thanks for the call very much. I appreciate it. And we're going to go on now to David in Texas. David?
Yes.
Are you there?
How are you? Yes, Bob. Thank you. I wanted to thank you for your hard work, along with Alex, although he's not there. But kind of wanted to take the discussion a little bit into a larger kind of perspective. I think that sometimes what happens is that all of us tend to focus on smaller issues, not smaller, but more of a finite kind of lens, if you know what I'm saying.
What are you specifically referring to?
Referring to the fact that, you know, everything we're bringing up, everything that you bring up, and many things that Alex brings up, refer to a kind of duping of the American people, a duping of the world, so to speak. And I think that to me is one of the core issues is that we, as truth seekers, as whatever you want to call us, we look at the disease many times, or we look at the symptoms and not the disease. And I think that is really the disease, is that our whole reality, when you really look at it, is just a series of lies over and over and over again. One lie after another lie after another lie stacked on top of each other. The Iraqi war is a lie. Our government, if you really look at it, is a lie. I mean, if you read the history of the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, the War Powers Act, all of those things point to the fact that we've been living in this country under this idea that we're free, when in actual fact, we've never been free. You read the Treaty of Paris signed in 1783. It was signed by British agents. It was signed by Benjamin Franklin, ceding land back over to the king after we supposedly won a war. We've been paying tribute to that king ever since that day. Yet we're told in our, you know, our propaganda machine, public education, we're the land of the free, the home of the brave. So we sit here as people, intelligent people, and we kind of quibble back and forth about whether Bush is really the commander-in-chief, whether he's following the Constitution. Well, he's got a gold fringe flag, right? That means that he is the law of the land, and he's been the law of the land. I mean, it's debatable whether it was 1933 or whatever it is. It goes all the way back, some people say, to the Civil War. We've been operating under this War Powers Act, and then, as I said, if you go even farther back, since 1783, the entire foundation of what we stand for as a nation is a lie.
David, listen, I want to thank you for your call. I want to comment on what you just said. People get into that fringe flag and all the deal with the King of England and all that stuff back there. Listen, there's a lot of stuff about that, and I really, really, really don't want to get into that ancient history stuff. The fact of the matter is, the United States, when it was formed, was the freest country ever to be on the face of the earth. And there is no doubt that in relative terms, the American people have been, for the last few hundred years, the freest people on the earth. The problem is that you have all these people go up to Washington and they keep passing laws and they keep passing laws and they keep passing laws and everything, every time they pass a law, what is a law? It means you either have to do this or you can't do that. That's what a law is. Every one of them, either you must do this or you can't do that. And when you have a couple of hundred years of these control freaks going up into Washington, and also at the state level too, passing laws, you must do this or you can't do that, well, that, by definition, that erodes our freedom, you know. And I don't subscribe, really, to the fact that we've all just been a bunch of slobbering slaves all of our life and we don't have freedom and that there's nothing to defend. I don't believe that. I think that the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and what's wrong with this country is that we don't follow it. And the people at the top, this country is screwed up from the top down, not from the bottom up. And I don't think, that's where it is. If you compare this country to a fish, the fish is rotten at the head and healthy at the tail, and at the grassroots, so to speak. And you can't fix it at the very, very, very top because the executive branch is just totally corrupt, totally criminal. And the caller was right. You know, that we've been fed so many lies, the average American can't tell the difference between up and down in regard to that. But as far as all those little legal mumbo jumbo from back then, you know, it's frankly it's boring to me. And it's like, oh well, we've never had a chance from the beginning. We've always been slaves, and we might as well just put up with it or what? I don't know. I just don't go into that fringe flag stuff. Okay, we've got Paula from Florida up next on the Alex Jones Show. Paula, are you there?
Yeah, hi, hon. I'm here. And there's something that y'all need to understand about this whole mess is that back in 1940, there was actual article in the New York Times about the New World Order, and it's for the Jews. And this is what this says, the New World Order is pledged to the Jews. Anyway, the Jews are behind all of this. They want to take over the whole world. They want us dead. They want the Arabs dead, and they want to take over the world. And you're talking about the British throne and all that. Our president is from the British throne. So is Al Gore. So is Bill Clinton. I mean, they're all family. But the thing is that we got a fight on our hands, and like right now, if we don't do something about this NAFTA program, there's going to be no jobs here, period. They said, and McAfee Press just brought, they said, everybody's going to be laid off. And the companies will have to shut down and go out of the country to survive.
Okay, we've talked about two subjects there. Paul, thank you for your call. I want to address both of those things you just said. Again, I hate to be confrontational, but I guess I'll have to be. Whenever someone says the Jews are behind everything, it just makes me want to hurl, really. Listen, the Jews are not some monolithic, all-seeing, all-encompassing little robot that all think alike. You know, it's ridiculous. You pinning everything on the Jews as some sort of an enemy. Anybody that's Jewish is an enemy is ridiculous. There are thousands of very patriotic Jewish Americans that are fighting the New World Order. There are a lot of Jewish people in Israel that are fighting the New World Order. Why people can't distinguish between the Zionists and the Jews is beyond me. It really is. I keep hearing this stuff about the Jews all the time. Well, the Jews done it. You know, the Jews did everything else. Well, the Jews are behind this. You know, give me a break. You know, the Jews are not all on the same page, okay? I just don't like hearing that kind of stuff. And as far as the second thing you said, Paul, I agree with you. Yeah, NAFTA is a big deal, but it's not just the Jews. It's not the Jews done it. You know, it's the globalists, and some of them have Jewish heritage. Okay, I'll acknowledge that. That's great. Fine. Some of these people claim to be Jewish. You know, the Rothschilds, for example, in Europe. Fine, great. They're part of the problem, but don't broad brush blanket everybody who's Jewish and say the Jews done it, because I don't want to hear. Okay? Okay. I got Jay in Los Angeles. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about something, but I wanted to comment about Paula's comment. You know, what about Vince Russo? You know, he's a good guy, and he's helping us out.
You mean Aaron Russo?
Aaron. What did I say, Vince Russo? I'm thinking wrestling. Aaron Russo, yes.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy.
No, but he's Jewish. He must be bad. Has to be, by definition.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, it is. It's a ridiculous statement. And I think sometimes that maybe the New World Order sends people like that in to try to discredit the whole thing.
That could be.
You know.
What else you got on your mind?
They have stepped up to the police state here in L.A., and they did it right underneath our noses. We didn't even know they were going to hit us. Like, we were preparing for them to come straight, you know, ahead or whatever. And
what are they up to now?
They shut down every single medical marijuana shop. I know that might not seem important, but in L.A., that's like the gun to a Texas man.
Right? Okay, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Okay, so in Los Angeles, you have medical marijuana shops?
Yes, and this is where the sick, people with AIDS, the ex-veterans.
Well, I know it has. I know it has medicinal applications, and
yes.
There's always a big joke about get your doctor to. prescribe some reefer and everything will be cool. But
and everything would be nice, right? So there were those people, those knuckleheads that were actually going out there and doing that had nothing wrong with them and smoking. But that's, you know, you can get that in the real medical industry. I mean, or,
yeah.
You know, you get that, you go to the hospital and get a guy to give you some Vicodin.
So they shut down the medical marijuana shop.
All of them, now you've got all these people, all these real God-fearing people that have to go to the third ring of hell to get their stuff.
Well, I know that marijuana is a treatment for glaucoma, right?
Exactly, yeah, and a lot of pain, a lot of back pain, headaches,
yeah.
Insomnia, the whole works. But the whole point is, they said that if you are within 1,000 feet of a school or park, whatever, you can't sell medical marijuana. I understand that, but for the last 2 years, 3 years, they've been eluding these people, letting them think, yeah, you're okay, and then boom, they hit them. Now, I think the next thing they're going to do is say individual people, within 1,000 feet of so-and-so. They've already done it with cigarettes. So they've really stepped it up here and there. I mean, there's like almost riots here with these kids.
Well, I know, you know, this reminds me of something crazy that happened in Texas. Was it about last month? I read an article in the paper that says that if you want to adopt a child, like do a foster care situation on a child, that you're pretty soon not going to be allowed to smoke in your own house.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That is absolute lunacy.
They're trying to do that here in L.A. You can't smoke on the beach at all. You can't smoke in certain cities. Like, a whole city, you cannot have a pack of cigarettes.
Well, I'll tell you something. Nobody takes a second chair to me when it comes to hating cigarette smoke. I can't stand it, you know?
Yeah.
But I tell you something. What I can't stand even more is having somebody from the government telling me that I can't smoke in my own house if I feel like it because it's going to hurt the children. You know, I mean, give me a break. So that's what's going on in L.A., huh?
Yeah, so I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Maybe, we'll hear more about this in the coming weeks, but
okay.
I think it's going to get bigger than just this.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. Okay, what do we got now? We got Joe in Georgia on the Alex Jones Show here. Joe? Are you there?
How you doing?
Pretty good. What's up with
good.
You?
Good. Thanks for filling in for Alex. I appreciate it.
Well, I work real cheap.
I love the old shows and the repeats, too, because I miss a lot of it. But it's good to hear a live voice on the other end. And I just can't get over that Paula that called a few minutes ago. And it's the Jews. You know, I listened to her. There was a show right before Jeff Runtz last night. And I'd like to find out who these guys are because they were dissing Alex. And they were saying, yeah, Federal Reserve, bad, but then when he gets into all these other rants about, you know, just pay attention to what he's saying. Take notes. Hit the web. Look these things
up.
Everything is true. What he's saying, everything is true.
That's absolutely
true. And the way he rants and raves, that's entertainment value. I've called him and told him myself, that's entertainment value for me because I feel the same way.
I'll tell you something about what you said about the entertainment value. I've known Alex for about 9 years, and yes, there's definitely, he uses entertainment value to attract an audience.
What he does is imitation.
There's no question about that. There is no question about that. However, anybody who knows Alex knows that the personality that he projects on the radio, it may be somewhat exaggerated, but Alex Jones has an A squared personality, and that's no faking. That's no you be around this guy for very long. The guy radiates energy. It's weird. Yeah. It's
one
kind
thing
of.
We're
fixing to come up to a break right now, and we'll be back with you in just a minute.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of the Alex Jones Show here on GCN. We were talking to Joe in Georgia. Joe, what's your central point you wanted to make?
Okay, I wanted to ask a question, actually, and, you know, maybe this would have to question, the answer would have to be held over to Alex, or maybe you can elucidate on it. I've listened, or I've watched Alex's presentation on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports and realizing that the government has bought into stocks and bonds across the board, and they're hiding the fact that they own tremendous amounts of stocks on the state, federal, local, and federal, local level.
Well, it's hidden in plain
sight. They own all these businesses.
It's hidden in plain
sight. Does that mean we own these businesses, really? Or does that mean that all of it's going to go into receivership when they fail the economy?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I do know that every year the government, either, city, county, state, federal, does purchase more and more and more of what there is to invest in. And that's a fact. I mean, it's a fact. And it's a sad, because when you take it to its logical conclusion is, well, eventually, if they own everything, what do you call that?
Well, I mean, Benito Mussolini called it fascism.
Man, you can call it communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. But it is, it stinks.
The perfect integration of business and government.
Yeah, that's fascism. You got
fascism.
It. Okay.
That's...
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. We're running out of time here. I got a couple other calls I want to get in here. We got Paul in Ohio. Paul, you're on the Alex Jones Show. You there?
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
What's up?
Well, I just, this Iran situation is really, really dangerous, and, it's scaring me enough to start reading the Book of Revelation, I'll tell you, because, I see a pale horse, and its rider is death, and that's what's scaring me.
Well, you got a bunch of, I wish I could fully understand it myself. I can't, I'm a nice guy. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. I don't understand the process of murdering a whole bunch of people, for geopolitical ends. I don't get that. I'm a live and let live kind of person, so it's hard for me to grasp the insanity that's going on with George Bush at the titular head of this neocon oligarchy, which has its grip on our country.
Yeah, well, I mean, these madmen are really pushing us to the brink of Armageddon, the way I see it. I mean, if they're even talking about using nuclear weapons, I mean, that is just horrendous.
Well, they already use low-grade nuclear weapons, the depleted uranium. They spread it all over Iraq. I mean,
right.
Something,
that's the poor man's nuke.
No, it's not the poor man's nuke. It's the rich man's nuke.
Right, well, right.
It's a gift that keeps on giving forever, and it's beyond vile. It's disgusting, and they do it anyway. A person with morality and conscience cannot grasp this, and that's part of the reason why so many people turn it off. They just can't handle it,
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't believe that any admiral of the U.S. Navy would ever sail a carrier battle group into the Persian Gulf. I mean, they're just sitting ducks in there, just waiting to be blown up.
Yeah, and also, what the heck is a battle group going to go in there and to fight an insurgency on the ground in Iraq? What's a carrier battle group doing that? It has nothing to do with that now, does it? Okay, Paul Howe, thank you for the call. I got one more call here. Steve in Utah. Steve, you better make it quick.
Hey, what's up? I just had a comment on the Jews. Hey, my stepmom's a Jew, and I don't think she's involved with the New World Order in any way, shape, or form. It's the people with all the money, the ungodly amounts of money. And then another thing, I like to call my local AM radio station, take notes from the Alex Jones Show and the Jack Blood Show. Take notes, call up, and discuss what I heard earlier, and give a that's what the people listening to this show should be doing, and I encourage everyone to do so. It's just take notes, listen to what you hear, call up your local AM radio station. When they have a free talk, get on there and talk about...
All right. Thank you very much, Steve, from Utah. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. I will see you tomorrow at 11 o'clock our time central.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.